Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate Columbus Day, remembering when Christopher Columbus landed in the Americas on October 12, 1492. And so we celebrate the Mass for the evangelization of peoples, right? That the true faith be spread across the whole earth and be embraced by everyone. We pray in the collect of the Mass today, O God, whose will it is that all should be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth, look upon your abundant harvest and be pleased to send workers to gather it. Right, so the will of God is that every person be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth, of the one true faith. But God wants collaborators in spreading the true faith. He could just simply do it by himself, right? God is powerful enough to do that, infusing the light of faith into each and every person's mind. But instead, in the wisdom of his providence and in his goodness, he wants and enables us to share in the salvation of men, to be cooperators with him in spreading the true faith. Be pleased to send workers to gather it, that the gospel may be preached to all creation, and that your people, gathered by the word of life and sustained by the power of the sacraments, right, the word of truth, revelation, sacred scripture, and sustained by the power of the sacraments which communicate grace to us, may advance in the path of salvation and love. Okay, so by this word of truth received and embraced, and the power of the sacraments, grace communicated to us, we go forward in the path of salvation, which is that of sanctification. So this is the plan of God for every single person who comes into the world. And we, as members of the church, the mystical body of Christ, must do our part to carry on this mission, the evangelization of peoples. And so we need to ask ourselves, what am I doing as part of the mission of the church? Am I doing my part? Am I doing what I am capable of? Or am I, as the Second Vatican Council says, a useless member, someone who is useless both to myself and to the church, because I'm simply doing nothing for the evangelization of peoples? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.